Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. So the cards and letters are coming in. We're rolling along here. Baseball is upon us. Football is in the background. And we want to talk to all of you folks about the new stuff that's going on in sports. That would be baseball. And all the new changes that have been made.
Yeah, and maybe a final recap on football. We're going to have your old buddy Vince Ferragamo on the show today.
Yes,
Vinny.
Yeah, throw it to the guy with the horns, Vinny.
Yeah, the all-pro quarterback there. You're the all-pro defensive end. He's the all-pro quarterback there from the Los Angeles Rams. So that'll be great stuff for you.
Yep.
We come to you on various radio stations all around this country. Our newest 790 KABC in Los Angeles. Hello to our good listeners there. We're on Sirius XM. We're on Sports Byline on CRN Talk. Glad to have you with us here. And video as well on Facebook Live. And we've got it on CRNTalk.com and Twitter and Roku. It's all there for you. But we're going to we started last week. A lot of new rules in baseball, Fred. You like them.
You know, I am a big non-believer of adding more rules and regulations. I'm all for taking them away.
Yeah, it's good.
Get them out of there.
We got some good ones. I think it's going to really change the face of baseball this year.
Yeah, we'll see. Really. We'll see what happens. It's a great game anyway, great athletes, but we'll see what happens.
And your week was good? You had a good week this week?
I did have a good week. You know, I'm doing my neurofeedback with Christine Krause down in
neurofeedback
at UC Irvine. I've just finished my first 20-hour session. I'm getting ready next week to go back to start a second one.
Oh, we'll have to find out about that too. That's good stuff. All right, hang in there. Don't forget, if you have questions, you can email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Fred, of course, F-R-E-D. Fred Dreyer at C-R-N. I'll spell that for you.
Only four words, four letters in there.
That's crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook, Fred_Dreyer, and on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, Facebook.com/Fred_Dreyer. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us. The Fred Dreyer Show. It's in progress.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word. word, Fred.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Right on, brother.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Right on, brother. Right back at you there. All-pro defensive end, star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer here. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us. So just before that break, you were talking about you're going to this doctor or something. Tell us what you've been up to, Fred.
Dr. Christine Krause down in UC Irvine, and I've been going to her for several years now with my, I guess what you call it, concussion protocol.
Oh, okay.
You know, so yeah. I mean, I've had a, you know, I have had my brains beat in for the last 30 years. You know that.
How many concussions in football did you have? Was it, you said nine or more?
I was hospitalized with seven.
Seven. Oof. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, the upshot is as you get older, things manifest, and you were not literally the man you used to be, and those types of things are real. And the sooner that you acknowledge them and get on them, the quicker you are to being satisfied about your health in the future.
So she specializes in this? What does she
do? Well, she's a neuroscientist.
Neuroscientist.
You know, she's a very, very bright woman, and she's helped. She did some of the Kings. She's done some of the UCLA people and, you know, people that you would recognize. But... yeah, she's also, my daughter's a patient of hers as well.
Oh.
It's good for PTSD. It's good for, you know, people who are kind of, I would say, caught up in drugs, alcohol, that type of thing, you know, as well as,
interesting.
You know, if you're in a traumatic, something happens to you traumatically, this is a perfect treatment for it.
All right. So I'm more power to you. You're the man, and
well, thanks.
I'm
looking forward to you know, later on in my life, and I want to do it as healthy as I can.
Now we got Katrina says a big hello from Birmingham, Alabama. So she's saying hi to you, and that's nice. And
very good.
I think we have a guy here who's ready to go ahead and talk to us right now on the show, and we can bring him in a little bit. That's Vince Ferragamo is standing by.
Look at that man! Look at that handsome man!
Great quarterback from the Los Angeles Rams, TV personality. We watch him now doing the Rams. He's got a podcast he'll tell us about later. Welcome, Vince.
Hey, welcome, Michael Horn and Big Freddy. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, brother. You look good here up on the screen. You got your coat and tie on. You're not. You don't put your publicity picture out in a football uniform anymore. What happened?
Oh, My face is too old for that stuff now.
No, no, you look good in that. You look a good, hey, weathered face in the helmet.
Hey, Freddie, I hope you're doing okay, because you sound like you have all your capacities going on real good. You're sharp.
Yeah.
Your mind is still sharp.
Well,
but hey, you know, I got something for those fans out there that can reverse memory loss. You know what it is? It's called Youthful Brain.
Youthful
it's
Brain.
It's a supplement that you can take.
Oh yeah, you can take all these. You can take all these peptides and all these amino acids, and you can take all that stuff.
Right, exactly. Acetylcholine, these neurotransmitters.
Yeah, they're good. Neurotransmitters. That's right.
I like Balance7.com. That's my favorite.
Oh yeah,
you're the spokesperson for that, friend.
Yeah, well, yeah. I would think that would help.
It does. It does help.
Oh,
brain fog, if they say in the afternoon, that kind of thing too.
Oh yeah. Well,
so Vince, what you been up to in the off season? How was that Super Bowl for you?
Well, the Super Bowl was pretty awesome. I mean, we do this podcast, both Jackie Slater and I, and we have a lot of fun with it. We were talking about, you know, Jackie was a big Philadelphia fan, so he was thinking that big offensive line, and you know, they were tough, obviously. And if you ask Fred, Fred would even probably tell you how good they were on offense. And then on defense, they led the league in sacks, at 70-some-odd sacks this past year. But I think it really boiled down to the experience factor and Andy Reid's creativity.
That's
on
what
offense.
It does. Half season.
It really counterbalanced that great defense they had. And Freddie, you know, going into the game, I was wearing my Kansas City Chiefs beads. You know,
Hold on a second. What are your Kansas City Chief beads?
No. You know the beads you get down in when it's Mardi Gras time?
Yes.
Yeah, New Orleans.
You know, it's Lent today. You know, today's Ash Wednesday, so the day starts Lent.
Fat Tuesday.
Leading up to Lent.
I like Fat Tuesday. I like Fat Tuesday.
Parades. Yeah, it was Mardi Gras going on down there, and so I bought the beads. I bought a pair of Philadelphia Eagle beads for Jackie. So
those don't work. Obviously, those are not good.
They work. He was rubbing them pretty hard.
I'm sure. Sure, dude, there's nothing left of him.
He broke out into a sweat there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Fred, you and I, we picked Philadelphia at first, but you are agreeing with our guest Vince Ferragamo here.
Well, look,
the coach makes a difference, right?
Well, look, and Vinny, come on. I mean, if it comes right down to it and they got a gun to your head, what are you going to do? I got to go with the best coach. I got to go with the best quarterback. I got to go with who's hot and who's not, and that was the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right, that's how I was looking at it, Freddie. And I was looking at the road to the Super Bowl. They had a really much tougher road to get to the final game, and they got through Cincinnati. They had to beat tough teams along the way. And you know, Philadelphia, you know, they played the Giants, who they had beat twice before, and you know, they played the 49ers. They lowered their quarterbacks down to nothing, so they didn't have any quarterbacks left except Christian McCaffrey at the end of the game.
Well, they had a fan from the cheap seats that was ready to go just to back up. But they didn't need him.
Yeah, they were getting solicitations from the crowd, I think, because Riddick, he destroyed those guys. But you know, Andy Reid and Jackie and I both talked about they're going to have an answer for that rush, that pass rush, and they were throwing quick. They had a play that Andy had used early in the season, and it was a motion play, which down in the red zone is very difficult, because sometimes cornerbacks and the secondary get lost because you're not dealing with a lot of room down there. So it's tight quarters.
Well, they did it twice, Ben. They did it twice.
And they did it twice. They did it on the right side to a second-year guy by the name of Kadarius Toney. He scored a touchdown. Was wide open.
He had a good Super Bowl
motion.
He had a good game.
The corner got lost. They saw that happen. Then they did the same thing on the left side to Sky Moore, and he did completed the same exact type of play. And they were breaking the huddle. And the guy goes, "He called the wrong play." And he says, "No, I didn't call the wrong play. They just lined up. They were lined up the wrong way, but they still ran it. They still got the touchdown." So, I mean, it's just the creativity. And, you know, take nothing away from Nick Sirianni, because he had that team ready to play. It's just that when you're up against that experience and a quarterback like that, Freddie, you know, he had a high ankle sprain and he was running. He ran that 24-yard scamper, and he looked like he was running with no pain at all. I mean, the kid was playing his lights out. He was playing.
You know, they gave him a hot toddy at halftime.
That's it. The voice of Vince Ferragamo here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn. So, yeah, you guys are handicapping this thing pretty well after the fact. I think you guys sound pretty good.
Well, we're not too bad. I mean, you know, we've had limited damage from concussions over the years.
How long did you guys play together when you were on the Rams?
I don't know. How many years, Freddie?
You came back in 77, didn't you, Vince?
Yeah, I was there in 77, so we were there four years until they traded us both away, right?
81. I was there about 4 years, I would think.
Yeah.
So did you ever room together? Did you guys ever hang
out? No, we stayed away from that.
What was that?
He's offense, I'm defense, and you can't mix two, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
So that you don't mix the offense with the defense?
Well, you can, but you're pressing the offensive gods and the defensive gods when you do that.
No, I room with Jim Jodat. You remember Jim?
Who?
From Wisconsin.
The clincher.
He used to grind his teeth at night.
Wait.
What? The room. I had to throw something at him at night.
He would grind your roommate would grind his teeth?
Come on. Jodat would. Oh, yeah, he was a big grinder.
Did you room with him then too, Fred?
No, but I knew that Mike Fanning told me he was a grinder.
To get him to a dentist over here, probably the poor guy has nothing left to eat a steak.
He passed, you know.
Oh, that's not good. I'm very sorry. Let me take this foot out of my mouth here. I apologize to the family.
I didn't.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Vinny, can you hang in with us, Vince Ferragamo?
Yeah, I'll hang with you guys. Right,
Vince Ferragamo here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show.
There's more to figure out.
Yeah, well, there is a lot. We're going to talk some baseball rules, too. We've got a couple of football stories and then into the baseball rules. Are you guys ready to talk about some changes in the game? Yeah, it's good. And if you want to email Fred, don't forget Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. I don't know how you get in touch with Vince Ferragamo, but you send a note to Fred, I'm sure he'll pass it on.
The first winery on the 5 freeway, that's it.
Vince has got a great winery. We'll be back with more of the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, better known as the Fred Dreyer Show, with yours truly, Michael Hornart. Guest Vince Ferragamo. I want to say hello to Katrina, who's tuned in and in Birmingham. We got Lee, we got Nikki from Nebraska, and our guest is Vince Ferragamo. And speaking of Nebraska, Vince, you were a Cornhusker, weren't you?
Sure was, Michael. Yeah, I played there in 74, 75, and 76. We went to a bowl game every year. It was fun.
How did you wind up in Oklahoma? I mean, in Nebraska, Vinny.
Well, Tom Osborne and Bob Devaney was the athletic director at the time when they were recruiting me. They recruited me out of high school, Fred, but I ended up going to Cal for 2 years with Mike White. And after 2 years of being put on probation from illegal recruiting violations, we didn't have a chance to play in the Rose Bowl, so I elected to transfer to Nebraska, and there I was seventh on the depth chart and redshirted my first year. They didn't have the portal like they have now, where guys can just transfer freely and then play the first year to get there.
Yeah.
I had to go and earn my spot, and then had to work my way up from seventh. But it always kept me hungry for to play and to advance, and so I think it helped me throughout my career. But, you know, it's funny because when Don Klosterman drafted me with the Rams in the fourth round in 1977, you know, I asked him, well, why'd you select me in the fourth round? What happened? He says, well, I remember when you played in high school out here in California. So that's why I remember watching you play in high school.
Yeah, Klosterman was in old Southern California.
Playing in college. Yeah, it was funny.
He was an old Southern California guy, Klosterman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
All right, we got some football questions for you here. And there's a report out now. This Bob McGinn, who has covered the Packers, Green Bay Packers, for decades. He's got a podcast as well with Tyler Dunn of GoLongTD.com. And he says that the Packers are ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers. What are your thoughts first to our guest there, Vince Ferragamo? What do you think?
Well, I think Jordan Love is the guy that they looked at as his replacement, and he came in this past year. You know, he needed those years of experience to watching Aaron Rodgers, and I think maybe they feel comfortable with him playing now. You know, but a lot needs to be seen, because, you know, he hasn't played very much in the NFL. So drafted number one, you know, coming to the Packers, and I think there was some unrest, because they felt that they should have drafted a receiver to go along with Devontae Adams at the time. And so they didn't, they selected a quarterback as an heir apparent. But now I think probably after what you've seen them miss the playoffs last year, I think maybe, you know, they're thinking beyond Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, they have to start to build the team. They got to get, maybe they can relieve that $50 million salary that he makes and have enough room to build a better team. I don't know, but he's still a great player.
Fred Dreyer,
one guy that's going to make a difference. That's him.
Yeah. Well, I'm very surprised that the Packers didn't make a move a year or 2 years ago when Aaron Rodgers started to surface with lighting candles and, you know, in the locker room.
Well, he had that girlfriend. I'm telling you, when there's a girl involved.
You did say that. That was very insightful.
Problem.
Yeah, it was a problem.
Tom Brady had some woes there with that wife. And
it's the same girl.
I don't think it was the same, but I'm telling you, a woman can sometimes affect a guy's performance. Am I correct, gentlemen?
Well, look, there's a lot of things that can pull you off your mark. A woman is a good one in this case.
Yeah.
And but look, if you're not happy, that really affects everybody on your team. Affects everybody in the locker room. Affects him, and it's enough already. You know, if you're not ready to join in all both feet and hands, you know, you're not ready to do what you should
be
doing.
You know, I had my wife Jody was always a stickler. You know, she's Sicilian, so she kept me on point.
Careful,
I saw her take you off the team bus by the ear.
Oh, come on. Oh, take it easy here.
Well, yeah, she was. We get along great, and you know our families have familiar backgrounds, and so you know being both Italian like we are, so we just have a lot in common.
It's got to be kind of fun. Might be some movies, yeah. Maybe some family 8mm might be available.
Oh yeah, good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Could be good ones. I'm sure, but it's for another show. Vince Ferragamo is our guest here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with the great Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Your team that you signed with, Fred, the Giants.
Yeah.
Here's another quarterback question. We'll again toss this one out to Vince Ferragamo, our guest first. Possibly the Giants unwilling to overpay Daniel Jones, their quarterback, amid around $45 million, and they aren't going to be pressured into paying him that money if they don't believe he's worth it. Now, what do you think, Vince Ferragamo?
Well, you know, he came in last year with Brian Daboll, and they had a great conversation in the offseason. That's where they really put their game plan together, and I thought Brian made a big difference in his play this past year, so I think he elevated his production, and consequently, now that he's a free agent, you know, he's ready to renew a contract. You know, I think you have to understand, first of all, from the quarterback perspective, you know, he's a really good runner. I mean, they pretty much positioned themselves around with an offense that he could execute, and I think it really was right up his alley, and that's the credit to Brian Daboll. That's why he got Coach of the Year. So, you know, he could probably do that for pretty much anybody. Look how well he Josh Allen played with him in Buffalo. So, and Josh wasn't the same. He was still a good quarterback. He's one of the top quarterbacks, but he still wasn't the same without Brian Daboll there. And, you know, he just elevates the quarterback's position. And, you know, it seems like all these quarterbacks today are making $40-plus million a year. It's just ridiculous.
Vinny, they're chasing people down the street, forcing them to take $40 and $50 million a year. They're giving money away. And, you know, sometimes they give it to the right guy. Sometimes they don't. I don't know if Daniel Jones qualifies right now. I think they want to get a better look at him before they, commit $45 million to him.
Well, Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk said that Jones could be seeking as much as $45 million per season for an extension. So that offer could be out there.
Well, if they gave Kyler Murray that kind of money, I mean, they could certainly give that kind of money to Daniel Jones. I mean, the guy just can't see over the linemen, and they give him that kind of money. I don't understand it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, these guys today, Mike, they're 6'5", 6'6", and they can run, and they can roll over people. So you gotta really pretty much do it all. With the rules and regulations they have today in football, I mean, you have to protect the quarterback, and if you're big and strong like that, you can play for a long time.
Well, you got to get an offense that they can not only muster the ball to their receivers and running backs, but you've also got to get a game plan together that protects the quarterback as well. No matter what kind of offense you put in, it's not going to do you any good if quarterback's getting bounced off the ground, you know, 4, 5, 6 times a game. You know, you can't do that.
Yeah. Also, the Raiders, their general manager, says that Vegas may not have an intermediate answer at quarterback this year. They might be moving on from Derek Carr. Fred, we'll start with you on this one.
I'm going to tell you something, Vinny, and you know this. The Oakland Raiders, the L.A. Raiders, the Vegas Raiders, they have been so incompetent mustering an offense and a defense for their quarterbacks. And in this case, you've got Derek Carr, who's I guess going into his 9th or 10th year this year, and they've done nothing. They did nothing. They ought to be ashamed of themselves by the way they treated him, by not putting a good team around him. And now you're looking at it. Now he's probably going to move on, maybe to the Jets. But Vegas Raiders are looking for a quarterback, and they have no idea what to do now. Plus, they don't have anybody to protect a quarterback, no matter who they get.
Jared Stidham, Vince Ferragamo, what do you think? He's going to come back. He had a two-game tryout last season.
To me, I don't think he's the number one guy there. I think there's a lot of talk about getting Aaron Rodgers to come to the Raiders because of Devontae Adams. He's really calling for him.
What about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Josh McDaniels.
What about free agent Jimmy Garoppolo?
Would be okay too. Yeah.
No, you know,
but Derek Carr. You know, when I look at him though, Frey, they got Josh Jacobs. They got a number one running back, and they usually don't pick a running back in the first round. They, you know, he came and was the top running back, you know, in the NFL this past year, but they could have did a better job, but just doesn't seem like the same team since Al Davis has been gone.
I agree.
I haven't seen this team step up. They were the team to reckon with. I mean, you don't want to play the Raiders each week, and they just don't have the same style anymore. It doesn't look like. But Derek Carr, I saw him.
Well, you know, Vinny,
miserable plays that he made this year. So I just didn't have a lot of confidence.
You do know, Vinny, that the game had passed Al Davis by when he was still alive.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the old Raider way, drop back and throw 50-yard passes down the field.
Yeah.
You know, the Daryl LaMonica type mentality.
Yeah.
Remember Daryl LaMonica, Vin?
Oh, God, he's my friend. He's a good friend of mine. Yeah, it was
John
great.
Madden out there looking like he just had some bad turkey or something on the sidelines. Yeah. Would that be a bad play? That was football.
That was good.
Yeah. Well, the turkey wasn't, but Madden sure was. That's one of your old coaches from San Diego State, Fred.
Old John, he came into the San Diego State Aztec locker room one day and said, "I want to talk to you for a minute." I said, "Okay, well, what's going on?" He just said, "I'm leaving this afternoon, and I'm going to be a linebacker coach for the Oakland Raiders."
Wow.
So he left, went up to Oakland to become a linebacker coach, and a couple years later was named head coach.
Hey, hang in there. We got more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us. Vince Ferragamo visiting Mike Horn, Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricket, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss.
Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's Single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's Single, Dave's Single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, Sam. Whew! Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge here. Fred Dreyer Show, I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer, the All-Pro.
Great to see you, folks.
Defensive end.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, our guest is Vince Ferragamo, and we can take a quick look here right now. Fred just got a few people to say hello to. We've got Maggie listening to us, Kristen in Connecticut. Rachel Joan G. Shelley is with us. And
a lot of people calling from back east.
Yeah, Bernard is talking to us here a little bit, and Bernard says he's in Ottawa, and he says, Fred, who do you think the Rams will franchise tag in their organization?
Well, I mean, it's usually a quarterback or a key player on offense or defense, but we'll see.
Ferragamo, what are your thoughts on that? You're our guest here today. You've been covering the Rams the last couple of years in L.A. here.
Well, who they want to protect, it's hard to tell. I'm probably, I guess it would be like Freddie would say, probably the quarterback would be, Matt Stafford would be the only likely one that I would think of. But, he's coming off an injury last year, so... how indispensable is he? I don't know at this point. They also have Baker Mayfield. So what are they going to do? There's no talk about what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to be back with the team.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. I don't think that he's a guy that filled a gap. He's a nice story, and he's probably a little better than his record shows. But I don't think that he's worthy of investing in.
Vince, your thoughts?
They've always had quarterback controversies with the Rams.
Certainly. Where's Pat Hayden these days?
Well, how about Norm Van Brocklin?
How about the Joe Namath? Let's bring him in. Come on.
Yeah, Joe.
Broadway himself there. I'm telling you, some good stuff. All right, let's get into some baseball now. Spring training. Already everybody's down there warming up. These are some crazy rules that they've got here. We talked to him last week. First off, there's the pitch timer. And the length of length of the game still determined by innings, not by minutes, but they want a faster pace. So there's going to be a 30-second timer between batters and then a shorter time limit between pitches. So pitchers are going to be required to begin their motion 15 seconds after receiving the ball with the bases empty, or 20 seconds after receiving the ball with runners on base. Keep that in mind. Got to remember that. And if they don't, they'll be charged with an automatic ball. And so your thoughts on that, gentlemen?
Well,
that's crazy.
Well,
Freddie.
Look, Vinny. I labeled sports several years ago: government baseball, government football, government basketball. Here we are. They're trying to engineer a specific results, and it comes down to the fact that the reason that they question these types of things like this is that they just won't cut the time out of the commercial standpoint. They won't cut the time out and make sure that they deliver a product that isn't rushed. And now they're going to rush the pitchers. They're going to rush the infielders and the outfielders and the managers. And it's going to be more bureaucracy. And it's, do I think the game should be looked at periodically and tweaked? Yeah, probably. But not something like this.
Yeah.
Well, I think what's happening, too, they're trying to speed the game up, too.
Well, they are.
Freddie, of course.
Because they play 162 games. Sometimes it can get a little boring in the seats with no action. And, now the batter can only come out of the batter's box twice in one batting spill. So, and then, they're doing everything else with the infield and the making the bases larger. So guys are going to be easier to get to home plate. Well, it's going to be easier to get the first base. You get there quicker.
That's what hot dogs and beer is for. You go for the breaks. Here's the thing I think. I saw Curt Schilling talking about this. He says, hey, if you're a good pitcher, the pitch clock doesn't matter. You're going to get into some kind of a flow of motion. You're going to be a great pitcher. That's not going to get him. Here's where I think it gets kind of crazy. The pitchers get two disengagements, meaning from the mound. They can step off and throw to first base on this per plate appearance. So the next guy up, if you're a jackrabbit on the base, all you got to do is get that pitcher to throw over there twice, and then you're off and running anytime you want to run off. I think that's going to really change this game. Your gentleman, Vince Ferragamo, Fred Dreyer, your thoughts?
That's a good comment, I think, Mike, because you're going to have more stolen bases. The infielders, they can't have more than two guys on one side of the field. So they have to have their feet in the infield. They can't be on the grass. So it's going to open up the offense quite a bit more. There's going to be more hits. There's going to be more move, more action. I think they want to stimulate the game.
Just go 10 years, go back 10 years, and that's how you play the game. Go back 10 years because they have screwed this game up with all the bureaucracy and all of the extra added gingerbread rules and regulations.
Yep.
And what do you get? They're still unhappy after 10 years.
And what about the Fred, you and I were talking about this, and Vince Ferragamo, you can jump in here. What about all the records, the base-stealing records? I think you're going to get a lot more stolen bases this year if you can only try twice to pick a guy off. And I think if you're Trey Turner, that trade from the Dodgers to Phillies makes even more sense now. You got a jackrabbit out there. He's going to lead it. What does that do to Ricky Henderson's of the world and the Lou Brocks and the and the Maury Wills?
You know, the Hall of Fame records are affected. You know, when you start screwing around with this stuff affects how you steal bases. And this is going to be an asterisk. You want to put another asterisk in the record books? Well, you know, the circumstances that base runners use and calibrate to steal bases is being affected here.
Yeah. Batters,
right, the rule changes. Rule changes make a big difference in you know, records and how records fall, too. My records are meant to be broken, but even in football, when they eliminated the five-yard rule, Chuck, or they eliminated the eight-rule, Chuck, and you move it to five, you have to let the guys go. I mean, it opens up the path like crazy. And now
that's why all of these college receivers can walk in off of any campus and start in an NFL game because everything has been made and catered to them in order for them to perform right away. You know, as soon as you today, now that you draft a wide receiver, the veterans on that team realize their days are numbered.
It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. Vince Ferragamo is our guest, former incredible quarterback with the Los Angeles Rams, played in the Canadian Football
League. Incredible. Vinny's incredible.
So were you. You're all-pro defensive end. You're acting legend. Now, here's the deal back in baseball. So the batters, meanwhile, the batters, they have to be in the batter's box, and here's the key, they have to be alert. They have to be in the batter's box and alert to the pitcher by an eight-second mark on the clock, or else they're going to be charged with an automatic strike.
Oh, so if you're not alert, you can get penalized.
Yeah, you could be. Maybe Dave Roberts charged us. I don't think he was alert. Give me a strike.
I thought he was nodding off there.
The defensive team, they got shift restrictions. Now, I agree with this. It's just the old rules of baseball are back. You got to have.
There's no mystery here.
Yeah, the minimum of four players on the infield with at least two infielders completely on either side of second base. And the restrictions, they say, will increase the batting average. The players could have increased their batting average when they had that shift on. And
all you got to do is bunt. You know what's wrong with the game? Here's what's wrong with baseball.
What is it, Fred Dreyer?
They are on the cybernetics of playing the game by committee. And somebody in the organization tells the manager, I don't want you guys stealing bases. Yeah, but we could steal five bases here in the ninth inning when we're behind. I don't care. We gotta get a guy on second base and then get a double, and we have to play baseball that way. Yes. And it's not working what they're doing. They're screwing with everything, and it's a shame.
Now, Vince, you get the next one here. Go ahead. Yeah. You got a thought on what he was saying. Go ahead, Vince.
Well, it's just it's obvious that they want to make it exciting. They more want to make the game more exciting. They want to speed up the game. And they do it with the extra innings. They start a guy on second base. They want the game to end over in the 10th inning. They don't want the game to drag on 14, 15, 16 innings. They want it to end quick.
Yeah, so, that stupid guy's on second base in the 10th inning.
Now for speed. There's more premium for speed, I think, in baseball, too, because of the base stealing. Now you're going to see a lot more of that.
And you know, bigger bases.
You know what's really funny?
What's that,
Dave Robertson had a living in this league stealing bases.
He would have been better.
He wasn't a hitter, wasn't a home run hitter. He was a base stealer. And that's the one thing he doesn't do with the Dodgers.
Well, he did some in the playoffs, and it was amazing when he did double steals in that game. I think they won that game.
Well, do more of them.
Do more. I say bigger bases. Vince Ferragamo, you commented on that. The home plate will stay the same, but the other three bases are going to expand from 15 inches on each side to 18 inches.
Oh, that'll make a difference. Oh, is this sport's getting so safe now?
How's that? How's it going to be less injuries because they make the base bigger?
Of course.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that's what they're saying. Now, all these things.
You can see it. Maybe you can see it.
They go into effect now in spring training. If the umpires, they've been instructed without any grace period, they're going to go and be calling these things. They practiced it in spring training last year, and they found out that it did shorten the game by about a half hour. So all this junk is going to come in there for a half hour.
Well, I've got a question for you guys. I got a question for you guys real quick, Michael. What about the are they going to eliminate the rugby scrum quarterback sneak? Because the guys are, they're.
Oh, the offensive linemen, you mean? You mean the Philadelphia.
Can't use the scrum block anymore. Push the guys from behind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're going to get rid of that.
In football?
Yeah.
It's not
baseball.
Pushing the guys, well, I don't know. It could be there's some new rules here. Maybe they can push the guy into second base.
They can push him, but I don't know.
I don't know. It's that, they change these things. About the rule changes in football, they keep moving around with that. I just think it affects the Hall of Fame records because some guy played under a different set of rules. You're going to have a bunch of asterisks
there. Maybe that's what they need. Maybe they need to say, if you guys want to get up here on fourth down and fourth and one and fourth and inches and go for it and not punt, that's fine. Yeah. Go ahead and do it. Maybe that's what they should do.
All right, Vince Ferragamo, you got a wine. I like good wine. So does Fred. Fred's a port guy. Tell everybody about you got a winery now, don't you?
Oh, sure, Michael. You're a wine connoisseur. I'm telling you, we had a wine dinner the other night at Radici's down in Huntington.
Thanks for inviting Fred. Thanks for inviting Fred and myself. We appreciate it.
I'm closer to you than he is.
They ran out of seats. We didn't have any more wine. We went through it like crazy. I mean, the Super Tuscan is great, Michael. The 2019 is perfect, and you have to try it.
What's the name of the winery? How do we find out more about it? What's the name of the winery?
VinceFerragamoVineyards.com, and you can go online, check us out, and become a wine member. And, it'd be fun to have them, and we'll let you know about all our upcoming
events.
And
don't whine about it.
So, what was that, Fred? Yeah. Was that great joke?
Yeah, and don't whine about it.
Fred Dreyer here for the next couple of weeks, but the veal.
We're here. We're in the parking lot.
And your podcast, is that still going on too, Vince Ferragamo? Tell us that.
Yeah, the podcast, we're staying with the podcast, Michael, so we'd love to have you guys on. At some point, it's On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, and you can see us on all kinds of digital platforms. You know, my man, Jackie Slater.
Jackie Slater.
Jackie baby.
Old buddy of
your
guys.
He's got it going on.
That's
so
good.
We're having fun with it, but we'll have to share that with you at some point down the road.
Maybe we can have one of them scrum pushes, you and Jackie against Fred and myself here.
Having to put Fred in.
Good luck,
Jackie
Fred.
Doesn't need any help. Don't encourage him.
Don't encourage that. He'll be in there.
Hey, Vinny, you're a champion. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
A great Vince Ferragamo there, everybody. Hang in there. We got one more segment to wrap things up here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. Email Fred. Fred Dreyer.
Yes, please do.
At crntalk.com. We'll read your emails on the air. Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer, at crntalk.com. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Back in the sports loungers, truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, getting a lot of comments here. Dick Califato saying a great show, loving the show. Chris saying, hey, Fred, we don't see your name on the list of celebrities at the Hollywood show. That's going to be in Los Angeles. He says William Shatner's going to be there. You are going to be there.
Yeah, I am going to be there, yeah.
Stephanie Kramer and you are going to be there. Bruce saying hello. Lori is on board. Shannon is there. John Carty. There's just so many great things here. People loving Vince Ferragamo and you talking together. So, Nikki, thanks for checking in with us. Bruce and so many good people. They're glad to have us on there.
Oh,
now,
you know something? If Dave Elkaby, who puts on the show out there in Burbank, if he's listening, give me a call. I want to talk to you.
Got a photo sent in to us from our good friend Pam. Our photos of the last episode of when Stephanie Kramer was on the show in season, was it 6 that she was? She decided to leave to concentrate on her music.
Yep.
And she says, you guys got together on the show, and it's McCall tells him that she couldn't miss the opportunity to go out because you guys had a once a week you had to go walk the beat, and she loved you wearing your blue, I guess, that you had, and you were out there walking the street and everything. Was it tough for you to say goodbye to Stephanie Kramer on the show? You guys worked well together. I mean, for all those years. Meaning that the very last part of the show that you weren't going to see her in the next season.
Well, it's always
tough, right?
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Yeah. So you guys hugged in that scene. She sent a picture of you guys hugging. Was that a tough method acting kind of thing you did there? Yeah? Yeah.
I had forgotten how to do it.
Okay. Well,
I worked on it with her.
Good. All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, definitely log on to our website, the Sports Lounge on Demand, or the Fred Dreyer Show. Go FredDreyerShow.com. That's our newest website, FredDreyerShow.com. Facebook.com. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him, Fred Dreyer.
Yes, please
FredDreyer, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, we want to hear from all you folks. We're getting ready to ramp up our show and our broadcast, and it won't be worthwhile unless you're with us.
Yeah, so make a note, jot it down when it airs in your area, and tune in every week at this very time. I'm Michael Horn for Fred Dreyer. Thanks for listening. Check us out at FredDreyer.com. Thanks to our producer, Mike Gary, today.
Yes, thank you.
And to Madison Hernandez.
Thank you so much.